ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
the remaining descendant was Maharaj Parikshit. He was within the womb of his mother. So his father died. Arjuna's son, Abhimanyu, he was 16 years old. Fortunately, his wife was pregnant. Otherwise, the Kuru dynasty was finished. So, he removed, but still you are sitting here just for a morsel of food like dog. You have no say, my dear brother. So, he took it very seriously. Yes, my dear brother, you are saying all that. So, as one wanted to go, he immediately come out. Immediately come. And it has come up really fast. So, he agreed. He went there. The Maharaj released him, he used to come first of all in the morning, after taking the bath, after worshiping. He said, but if he was to go and see the old man, my dear uncle, you are uncomfortable, everything is on the talk for some time, just to please him, this is the duty of family member. Take care of the children, take care of old men, take care of a leader in the house, a serpent in the house. This is the injunction. We find in this one house. We have how much responsibility he is. That it is said, if there is a serpent, somebody wants to take care of serpent. Everyone wants to keep. And nobody is sorry to kill a serpent. But Lord Mara says that more to sadhu being brishtikasarpanatya. He said that my father was just like a serpent, a brishtik, scorpion. So killing of a serpent or scorpion, nobody is unhappy. So, my God, you don't be angry. Now everything is finished. My father is finished. So, that works. But still, it is hard to say that in your house there is a serpent. See that he is not fasting without food. This is his spiritual communion. There are no other communion. But they do not know what is coming. Everyone should be taken care of. That is coming. Real coming. Nobody should starve. Nobody should have any want in this state. That is coming. So when we went to communist country, Moscow, I think everyone was in want. They could not get in food stuff to their own choice. Whatever government will serve this thing will supply. They will make it such. And actually there was no good food stuff. For that, we are saying that much member that 10,000 had to spend at least 2 hours for getting things. That also, not very nice thing, rice could not be obtained. One my great gentleman, he supplied us some rice, my daughter, another way. Only meat and butter is available. And meat, that's all. No fruit, no vegetable, no nice rice. These things are not available. This is what you do. It should be supply will be reduced. Actually, the supply is made by Krishna. Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam Eka Yo Bhavanam Chidurati Kaman. That is the difference between God and ours. We are of the past. God is of the past. Nitya, Nityanam, Chaitana, Chaitana. He is also being entity. We are also being entity. So what is difference between God and us? The ego, that one being entity. Nitya. Srimuranda. So, Bhavanam Vidhati Kama. He supplies the necessity of life to all these Purandama, Bhavanam. Nitya, Nityana, Chaitana, Chaitana. Those who know Narthi, this Nitya means Srimuranda, person. And the Nityana, there is Purandama. Both of them are persons. Both of them are living entities. But why? That Srimuranda is considered to be supreme. Because he supplies Pushka to all the poor. Actually, Krishna has everything ready for supply to all the women. Nobody is meant for a star. This guy, in the prison house, although the prisoners, they are condemned, is still government takes care of the food, of the hospitalization. Not that this is to stop, no. Similarly, although in this material world, we are all condemned. We are prisoners. It's a business. We cannot move. We cannot go from one planet to another. They're trying so much. Now they're paying. They have not talked about it. It is not for because we have business. Condition. You have to remain. What else to remain in that planet? There is no question that out of your own will and freedom, because we have no freedom. But Narada Muni has freedom. Narada Muni is going from one planet to another, he is coming from the spiritual sky to the material sky, because he is perfect bhakta. So that is the idea of living in city. As Krishna has got full freedom. Similarly, when he become perfect, Krishna consciousness, we are people. We are people. But not in the condition stage where we can move. You know. Bhagya. Padmanda Bhamite Kuno Bhagwati. We have conditions. But in the condition stage also, if we follow the basic principle, we can be happy. And this human form of life, especially, it is meant for that purpose, that you lead happily, save time for developing Krishna consciousness, so that next life you are no more in this material world, you are transferred to this spiritual world. This is the purpose of human life, by this rationalization. They think that we are advancing civilization because the cats and dogs rely on the crow and see we have got 104 story building and we lie down there. This is their advantage. But they do not understand that sleeping, the environment like sleeping is the same to the dog and to the man who is lying on the other fourth platform. So, similarly, he takes life to the dog and to the man and to the neighbor. To the pleasure is the same. There is no difference. If you drink milk on a golden form or an iron form, the taste is the same. You cannot change the taste of the milk or anything putting into the golden form. But these foolish persons, they are thinking that our material pleasure will be very much enjoyable when it is put into the golden form, instead of iron. They do not know the real business is how to get out of this material body. There is Dharma Mithu Jarabhati Kule Ushanagasa. This is real knowledge. One should keep in his thought that my real distance of life are these four things. Dharma Mithu Jarabhati. To take birth, to die, to become old, and to become diseased. This is my thought. But they do not know this. They are now busy with the petroleum problem. Yes. Yes, the real thing is petroleum problem. With hot press, tin carriage. They are thinking, whenever come. Now about the steam carriage, as well as it is old, it has no value. You throw it in the street, especially in your country, nobody takes care of it. But one must have this carriage and must run on to go and take labor, so hard labor, go to the desert, drill it, and then take out the oil, then bring it in. And it is called Ugrabhava. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that these ascetic demons, they have created Ugrabhava simply for trouble to the whole people. That's Khayala Jagata Orita. And bringing destruction near. And there's war going on. And there may be big war, that means destruction. Simply for creating a little comfort. For many also they are moving and forward there. But they do not like to relate in the former way. Because they have not other engagement. Better engagement they do not know. Here is a better engagement. To come before Radha Krishna and glorify the Lord and to understand our relationship. This is our real business. But nobody is interested in the real business. They are interested in superfluous engagement. All day walk in the office, sometimes they are going to the class. Go to the football club, tennis club. In this way, they have invented simply how to waste valuable life of this human thought. They have no sense that how this life should be life for stopping this. That is the prime problem. This is the word of Bhagavatam. Is giving to the whole world. Real life, real what is meant by life. So these are the etiquette. To take that specialist of Brahmana, old men, children, women, and cows. This is serious. Living entities should be taken care of. Now these rascals, they are killing cows, they are making open prostitutes, and killing the children even in the womb. And there is no question of Brahman respect, and neither there is Brahman respect. Well, how can we have it? And if there is no Brahminical culture in the society, then that society is less than iron society. Therefore we offer our prayers. Namo Brahmanna Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya, Jagat Hitaya, Krishnaya, Govindaya, Namo Namo. What happens is in Govamana Hidayata, Jagadgita. If you actually want to do some welfare activity for the benefit of the whole world, then these two things must be taken care of. Go Brahmana Hidayata. Cows and Brahmana. This will be the first protection. Then Jagadgita. Then there will be actual welfare of the whole world. It is not known. This is Gorakha Vanityam. Gorakha Vanityam. Parishadharma Sarav. This is the duty of the Madhyamayi Pratamaya.
Yes.
To improve agriculture. To give protection to the cows. This is Gorakha Vanityam. And if you have got excess food, you can trade Vanityam. So this is it, isn't it? The Brahmana is meant for being the brain one. This is his advice. This can lead to the consciousness. Oh man. We are not meant for the Kshatriya's business or Krishna's business. The devotee, but he requires they can test. But your business is, Brahmana's business is, to know the Veda. Brahma, the Supreme Brahma, the Absolute Truth. He must know, and he must distribute the knowledge. This is Brahma. Kirtana. Satanam Kirtana Dhamma, Jatam Dasar Viram Dhaka. This is Brahma. So, we are taking this business that preach that there is God. We have got an intimate relationship with God. So you have got as a prodigy that you will be happy. This is our Krishna consciousness. He loves them, they have forgotten. They do not care to know God. And that is the cause of the suffering. He started that praise with her. What is the question? It is not a cause. There is petrol. And it is used, it is meant for our use. But it is the Arabians. We are thinking it is over.